A few hundred meters away, in the airy, light-drenched office of the senator from Coruscant, Faust Bramson nodded in approval, his attention fixed on the Holonews broadcast. Saha's image, her questions and answers, were now being cycled through the analysis of the news commentators.
"She plays well to the holocams."
In the visitor's chair on the opposite side of the desk, Senator Treen paused with her cup halfway to her lips. She sniffed, a disapproving noise.
"I'm not at all happy with her surrender. If she'd stayed gone, no one would have had a chance to discover that she had nothing to do with the poisoning."
Ramson gave her a reassuring, if weary, smile.
"No one will. Jaxton and Lesserson aren't exactly going to admit that they allowed themselves to be poisoned. Sahar Dorvald's in the hands of Perova, which means our hands. No one will figure out what she was doing here until we have figured it out."
"I just don't care for the notion that some mysterious agency, perhaps the Jedi Order, is active in ways that might interfere with us."
"She'll have confessed to us alone within a couple of days. 2 minutes after that, she'll be made to vanish from the scene, either until she's no longer a factor, or forever. We have nothing to fear."
"Are you being gallant or stupid?"
"Gallant. I'm as worried as you are."
Finally, she smiled.
"At last, honesty in politics."
"A slip of concentration. It won't happen again."
Conference room, near the Ninth Hall of Justice, Coruscant.
The elderly Bothan smiled. Tahiri knew it was supposed to be a reassuring smile. She had enough experience with Bothan body language to discern these things. But his words were not reassuring.
"I'm sorry to say that they're not budging about a change of accommodations for you."
Tahiri shook her head.
"I don't want to sound like a whiner. I don't object to danger. Danger with a purpose. But I'm being kept shackled and surrounded by people who'd like to see me turned into fertilizer. And it's not for anything but the satisfaction of a warden who thinks he's the ruler of a petty kingdom."
Ermuth Watu sighed.
"I know, my dear, I know. The problem is, the only evidence that can support your claims of excessive danger is being filtered by the selfsame warden. Naturally, he minimizes the danger. And the prosecuting attorney, who does play by the rules, has to base his arguments and objections on the evidence he has in hand. That same filtered evidence."